And in California, a federal appeals court has cleared the way for a giant class action lawsuit against Walmart. The world's largest retailer is accused of systematically discriminating against female employees. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Kathleen McDonald works in the cosmetics department of a Walmart store in Aiken, South Carolina. She'd already been working at the store for nearly a decade when she found out she was making less money than some of her male coworkers, even though McDonald had more experience.
I remember one of the ladies that worked in the bakery had told me that her male counterpart, who had been there less time than her, was getting paid more. And when she questioned management, they told her that it was because he was head of the household.
McDonald is now a plaintiff in the biggest class action discrimination case ever. It covers some 1.5 million women who've worked for Walmart over the last 9 years. The lawsuit notes that while two-thirds of Walmart's hourly workers are women, only about one-third of its managers are. Attorney Joseph Sellers says Walmart shows a much bigger disparity than other retail chains.
Women were systematically underpaid compared to men doing the same or similar work, and women were denied promotional opportunities that were readily made available to men. And this was true in every region of the company throughout the country.
The plaintiffs have yet to prove that Walmart discriminates against female workers, but a federal appeals court ruled 2-1 yesterday there's enough evidence of a common pattern at the company to allow the case to proceed as a class action. Walmart argued unsuccessfully that there's no such common pattern, that its stores operate independently, and that it's wrong to lump all female workers into a single class. Walmart attorney Theodore Boutros also says the appeals court was wrong to consider statistical evidence of discrimination without first weighing Walmart's own numbers.
Walmart's store-by-store analysis showed that in 90% of the stores there was no statistically significant disparity, so it was wrong for the court not to place weight on Walmart's evidence.
Boutros says Walmart will ask the appeals court to reconsider its ruling and will petition the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary.
This was one step in what is going to be a long process, and we are still at a very early stage in this case.
It's already been 5.5 years since the case was filed. Kathleen McDonald, who marks her 17th year at Walmart this month, is still hoping for some changes.
I want them to look at us and promote us and pay us on our merits, not because of our gender, but because of our merits.
If Walmart were to lose the case, the company could face billions of dollars in demands for back pay and punitive damages. But the company's chief financial officer says yesterday's decision will have no impact on this year's financial performance, and Walmart's stock price barely budged. Scott Horsley, NPR News.